Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, guys. So today I'm going to be doing an interview with Johan over at Sharp and Dapper. And I've known Johan, gosh, it's been probably been at least over 5 years. And beyond that, six? Yeah. Oh, he's out there. So he is ready. He's chomping at the bit to jump on. And we're going to talk about his business today because he has a very interesting business that solves a problem that most men have, but they don't even know that they have it. And they definitely haven't thought through to solve it. So the shirts, shirt garter, shirt stay. You guys call them shirt stays, right, Johan?
Yeah.
And really quick, Johan, if you can take, about 30 seconds, a minute, introduce yourself to the guys out there in my audience.
Yeah. So my name is Johan. I'm based in London. I'm born in Sweden. I've been in London now for about 11 years. The last 7 years, I've been running a little business called sharpanddapper.com. where I started off selling shirt stays, and over the years we've grown and just started selling other accessories that I say we, it's me that I like, from suspenders to ties, pocket squares, socks.
But it's the shirt stays which grabbed my attention and something I'd been familiar in the Marine Corps. And if you're not familiar with the shirt stay, but you are probably familiar with the problem that they solve, that is keeping your shirt tucked in. Despite, jumping up and down, moving around, running. I know in the military, when you had to wear a dress uniform, oftentimes you were still expected to do some marching. I mean, there was stuff involved that would get it so that you weren't looking sharp and trim, and you would deal with this muffin top, which is basically when the shirt material creeps out and it just looks bad. And the shirt stay solves that problem. But the problem we had with the ones I had in the military is that they were incredibly cheap. The material would fall apart. They would snap back on you, and that never felt good. And you came in, and I remember you sent those to me, and I was like, these are nice. These are really high quality, from being able to grip onto the sock or the bottom of the shirt to actually the elastic material. And again, to further describe it, and if you want to, you can definitely go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode95. There, I'm going to link over to Johan's site, and we're also going to have pictures and images of Johan actually wearing and showing off some of these shirt garters. But it connects to the bottom of your shirt with an elastic band that connects to the bottom or the top of your sock. And so not only does it keep your socks up all day, but it also keeps that shirt tucked in no matter what you do. But yeah, you guys came in, solved that problem, provided me something I thought was a very good quality. And that's kind of going to be the little bit of the subject of today's video. The first question, though, I do have is, how did you even get into this?
Back in the day, it was back in 2008, I was working in a bar here in London. I was looking for suspenders online to keep my trousers up, because the bar I worked in, they wanted us to look Prohibition, 1920s, 30s, US, New York. And I was on eBay looking for suspenders, and this little thing came up, shirt stays, never seen them before. And I went, that's perfect. You work behind a bar, you reach for drinks, like high bottles high up on the shelves, you bend over to pick stuff up all the time, and your shirt rides up, and you just look unprofessional. And it's not very nice when you tuck your hand into your trousers, try to rearrange your shirt, tuck it back in. So I bought a set, and I didn't look back. I absolutely fell in love. Thought it was a great product. I probably wore the same ones that you wore in the beginning, which was made in China, not very good quality. So one day I thought, I can probably make these better and try to market it a bit more, because people just don't know about it. And the rest is history. Since I started my business, I think there's almost 10 brands out there that are doing shirt stays now.
Yeah. And, you know, before there were other companies out there, but you're right, there was a marketing problem because most men, we knew about the problem and we thought the solution is either to tuck your shirt in better, tuck it in more often, or just, nope, that's just the way it is. And it is the guys that are bartenders, guys that are in the military, police officers, people that are wearing clothing that they needed to perform who actually go out there and look. And there's other solutions out there. There's belts. I've seen actually even underwear that has, you know, plastic rubber on it. You could actually buy specialty trousers that they get a rubber band installed on them. But I find that none of them solve the problem in the way that shirt stays do, because shirt stays, they allow it, it's like it's always self-correcting. So even if the shirt comes out a bit, when you stand straight back up, because of the elastic, it pulls it right back in where it should be. So at the end of the day, it looks just as great whenever you started at the beginning of the day. And I just love the look. It's something that people don't note. You get used to it very quickly. How long did it take you to get used to it?
Two or three days,
if that. And then you forget you're wearing them till, it's like straight up. Yeah. If you're going to be, you got to take care of business in the bathroom. Yeah. You're going to have to, you know, it's going to take an extra 10 seconds to unstrap them off the sock. It's funny. Have you ever, what are some of the craziest emails you've gotten back from people about how this has changed their lives? Cause I've gotten some of these emails.
It's weird. I don't really know how to explain it, but it makes you feel more confident almost, because you know that you're well presented and tucked in at all time. And that's something that people message me and say, it's a game changer.
I had one guy, I mean, he was about 40 to 50 pounds overweight. And he's like, hey man, like, you know, it's like, I've got a bit of a belly. And it's like, I just was always embarrassed that I bend over and the back of my shirt's coming out and I'm basically showing plumber's crack here. He's like, he was aware of it. He hated it. He's like, but I don't have the money to go buy 10 new shirts because all the shit, my favorite brand that actually does sort of fit me off the rack, it's a little bit short. And this one thing, he's like, man, it like, I just felt more confident just simply being able when I bend over, basically I'm not exposing the world to the top of my butt. And it was a smile. He's like, I just felt so much more confident at work. And I knew that, like, you know, there were a few jokes going around and that doesn't happen anymore. And it took, you know, it's like, I just feel better. People actually ask me, like, you know, what did I change up in my style? And I'm just here smiling because I just, you know, he's just standing taller. He feels more confident and he's not as restricted as he felt before. And I'm not a big guy. I probably could get away without wearing them. But every time I'm up on stage, every time I'm presenting, I just don't want to deal with it. I find that if I'm shooting a video and I'm not going to be wearing a jacket, I go and I grab and I've got your shirt stays on because, hey, I don't want it to be something that I get that muffin top there at the top with the shirt, you know, kind of poking out. If it's a shorter shirt, it does a great job of keeping it in. Because some guys buy shirts, they're like, they're just barely long enough to keep tucked in.
That's the problem with high street stores these days, because, you know, they do everything they can to skimp on money. And how can they skimp on money? They can, or save money, they can skimp on fabric.
Yeah, you just simply make the shirt a little bit shorter. And that's been a problem for, you know, the last probably 70 years have since ready to. But, you know, it's like, we're not going to fix that, but we can fix this with one great tool. So for the guy that has anything, I always think this is like actually a great gift, because that's another thing to talk about, Johan, is it probably less than 1% of all men. It's got to be way less than 1%. This is like where I see huge blue ocean opportunity.
Yeah, I love doing it. The only problem is the marketing. And a lot of people, it takes time for them to understand the product and what it does. And if you try it once, I tell them you won't go back. But I have a lot of people commenting on my videos and on my photos saying, oh, it's an idiot product, just tuck your shirt into your underwear, or, like you said, wear longer shirts. But the problem's still going to remain. Like, the shirt's going to ride out.
You know, the funny thing about, yeah, those YouTube comments and comments I get in general is you could put up the cure to cancer and someone's going to say, ah, that's an idiot solution. Just let them all die. I mean, literally, like, I don't know, whatever, they will find something wrong. Like, I don't listen to that. What I listen to are the emails and the letters I get of people, and people literally showing up to my live events, showing me, lifting up their pants and say, I'm wearing them. And I'm like, yes.
When I went to StyleCon first time 2 years ago, some of the guys there just showed me, oh man, I'm wearing your shirt stays. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's great.
You're in the States and you're wearing my stuff. That's incredible.
Now, one thing that separates you from any other brand out there is that, I mean, and like you said, now there's some other, there's competition out there, is your quality standards. And I was asking you before, like, why don't you just have this made? Why don't you outsource it? To me, one of your big problems, we've talked about this, is that if you got 1,000 orders tomorrow, it would be it'd be almost impossible for you to fulfill those because you still make them by hand.
Yeah. I think that's just down to pride, really. I love making them. In the beginning of the year, I did hire a lady to do some sewing for me so I could focus my time on doing other things. But you know what? I missed it. And a few weeks ago, I told her that I'm going to have to start making them myself again.
Well, I think the solution is you just need to double your business. You just need to triple the amount that you're getting orders for, because keep her gainfully employed, maybe even find someone that's even better at sewing, you know, than you are. And we've talked about this. My thing is, like, it's still blue ocean. Every time I do it, I'm amazed. Like, when I put out a video and people are like, oh, I've never thought about that. I've never seen it. I'm like, man, how many videos do I have to talk about this? Because
I'm exactly the same. I've been doing an event for the last 6 years, from the start of the company, really, here in London, which is a hospitality event for bartenders where they can come and try new spirits and drink ideas and stuff like that. And I've been there for 5 or 6 years, and every year there's people coming up going, what are you doing? What's this? It's like, how have you not? There's so many bartenders that you know that wear my product. I've been in magazines. I'm on Facebook. You will know someone who wears shirt stays. How come you haven't heard about it? And that's the thing. I like growing my business word of mouth, but sometimes people are a bit reluctant to tell their friends what they're wearing.
Well, you've got a young family now, so you've got to pull back. Yeah, you got to make that hard choice. That's called the entrepreneur has to make that decision of, hey, are you going to continue to put in those crazy hour weeks, or are you going to spend more time with the family? But I do think for helping more men who deal with that, to me, it's a confidence issue. So many of these guys just don't get it and they don't know it's out there. And it's like, I would almost think it should be a mission that you're like, you've got to educate the world on how to solve this problem. And if you don't, one thing I love about you, Johan, is it's like, hey, if they don't buy from me, buy from somebody else, at least solve this problem and start wearing these things. Now, you also make suspenders. Are those made by hand as well?
I do not make the suspenders myself, unfortunately. I wouldn't have time to make them and the shirt stays. They are made by hand in Leicester, about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of London.
So that's everything on your guys' website. And again, we're going to link these over in the show notes. They're going to be at realmenrealstyle.com/episode95. So everything that you guys have here, I mean, it's great. It's very high quality. We're talking stuff that's made in, you know, over in Europe, usually I'm pretty much everything by hand. That's when you would send me samples. I'm like, oh, that's a nice little button there. Or, you know, I think it was the button for the suspenders that actually can put in. I was like, those are nice.
Yeah. That's also down to pride, I reckon. There's so many websites coming out these, like, every day. It just feels like more and more websites are coming out and they're all doing drop shipping and they sell stuff for $5-$10 for a tie and a set of braces or suspenders, and it makes a difference. You pay a little bit more and it will look different. It looks better, first of all, and take pride in your appearance.
Yeah, it lasts longer. It works better. It lasts longer. And it's something that, you know, after a few uses of something, like, I can't afford to buy cheap things is kind of my mantra that I picked up. And because I realized that, and you keep buying cheap things, they fall apart on you and there's no service. It's not even worth it. You just simply go buy something new. It's a disposable world versus what you have. You know, it's, again, you use very good materials from even the thread that you choose. Make it, because all this makes a difference in terms of just simply longevity and it being able to continue to perform again and again.
Well, that was the problem with the original shirt stays that I wore. First, they were a little bit too short for me. I'm about 6'1". They were a little bit too short, so they were too tight. Because they were so tight, they only lasted for a few months, and then I had to buy new ones. So I wanted to solve that problem, make a proper product, charge a little bit more for it, and it's going to last you for 3, 4, 5 times the amount of time.
Well, Johan, everyone, if they want to learn more, they want to go check out these shirt stays, they want to see them in action, they want to see some images, they want to see what you've got, where can they find you at?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook. Everything is Sharp and Dapper. I even started a little YouTube channel that I've been talking about for about 3 years. Started a little YouTube channel, Sharp and Dapper, where I answer questions that people have about shirt stays and some of the other products that I sell. I show how you put shirt stays on, which a lot of people seem to have a little bit of trouble with in the beginning. Yeah, we'll just check out sharpanddapper.com.
Perfect. We'll make sure to do that. I'm going to send, so check out Sharp and Dapper, type it into Google. I'm also going to link to it over in the show notes at realmintrealstyle.com/episode95. All right, Johan, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode95. And don't forget, over at the website, we've got all those amazing tools, from free ebooks to the free podcast to the amazing app that, again, is free, the infographics. And if you want to step up your style game, I've got my premium courses, which you can go check out those as well. That's it, guys. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.